The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Our annual electricity bills could rise by up to €800. And if that wasn't bad enough, we could see a similar rise in our gas bills. That's a huge increase of €1,600 for some homeowners. So what is the government going to do about it? Conal Thomas, political correspondent at the Irish Independent and Sunday Independent, is here with me. In the last few minutes, we have this news from Spain that they're going to reduce the VAT, Conal, on fuel products from 21% to 10%. That's huge. They're trying to cushion the blow now for consumers. So does that put pressure on the government here to sort this out next week?
Yeah, look, I think it only heaps pressure on them. I mean, domestically, they've been coming under huge pressure this week. We can get into that in a minute. What if you look at what's happened the last few days around Europe, other European countries, we've seen Italy has reduced its excise for 20 days by 25 cents, with similar moves now discussed in France, whether they'll move. We've seen, as you say, Spain just reduce it from 21 to 10. So, look, we know the government's going to be bringing forward something next week, but we're not quite clear what that looks like. Mm-hmm. The language that's being used in the government, and I'll just point to Taoiseach and Finance Minister Simon Harris in the Dáil earlier this week, right, where he would have said that any intervention that's going to be made needs enable assistance to be applied quickly. That's the first thing. And secondly, provide the government with the time and space to adapt our response should that be required. There's only one way of looking at that. Whatever's going to be brought in is going to be for a very short period of time. Look at what Italy did. That was 3 weeks. Bear in mind, back in 2022, when Russia invaded Ukraine, the government moved to reduce excise on fuel, on petrol and diesel, but it was until about August. If there's going to be a move next week, it's only going to be likely for a couple of weeks. Similarly, we are looking potentially at something around the fuel allowance. That would end in April, potentially that being extended, because the government is basically putting forward the argument that we don't know where the conflict in the Middle East is going to be mm-hmm. in 3 to 4 weeks.
But as it stands, this is where you see the moves being made on excise and on the fuel allowance.
Yes.
That they're the easiest, quickest things to do.
Exactly.
And you can pull back from those moves easily, because that's crucial, isn't it?
It is crucial for the government, and that's the argument they'll say. For instance, you mentioned there Spain and VAT reducing from 21 to 10%. It's my understanding there are unlikely to be any changes around VAT for the reason that it's unwieldy. It requires primary legislation. What they want to introduce next week, it's my understanding, is something by way of a financial resolution. With Darragh O'Brien, who met with the Hauliers yesterday, who basically confirmed that would be the case next week and that it'll be discussed to Cabinet, approved. What it looks like, as you say, we're talking about potentially a cut in excise for a short period of time, potentially an extension of the fuel allowance. Potentially, he mentioned our Ryan a fuel rebate. Jim O'Callaghan pretty much confirmed in the Dáil this week that excise was being looked at and being considered. Beyond that, we're not entirely clear. Energy credits is something that's been bandied around.
Well, look, if you're looking at an additional $1,600 for an average household, that's an extraordinary amount of money that people have to find. And we also remember that our prices are high. They haven't come down from the 2022 peak when the Russian invasion of Ukraine happened.
No, they've come down somewhat, but they're still high, very, very elevated. Look, I don't think energy credits are something they're looking at like they did in 2022. But again, like, see, the thing about this, Sinn Féin would have said in the Dáil this week, and they would have hammered the government over this by putting forward a private members bill, which would have called for the delay or the axing of the carbon tax increase. Now, we know that's not going to happen. The government have ruled that out.
So carbon tax is staying, and they're not
touching
it.
Put that to one side and forget about it. Mm-hmm. Whatever comes forward next week is not going to be enough for the opposition. They're going to continue hammering the government on this and say it's not enough. And I think what's going to actually be more interesting is whatever short-term measures are brought forward next week to alleviate the pressure on, say, hauliers and households and those accessing home heating oil, it's what happens in 3 or 4 weeks, because we don't know what's going to happen in the Middle East. And we would have seen yesterday the Israeli attack on the Iranian oil fields without the sanction of the US. And the US then had to come in here, lads, don't do that again. Well, I don't think they quite put it like that. Mm-hmm. But they said, please, you know, hold off on doing that again. We've seen today prices at the pump jump again now to about 220 and 190. But if the government, for instance, were to introduce something next week, like they did in 22 for a shorter period, where they reduced it by, say, 20 cents again on petrol, it would bring it down to a more kind of normalised level, back down to below to 170 and below 200. And that would take the political heat off them, potentially for a couple of days or a couple of weeks. But beyond that, it's really unclear where this is going to go.
Yeah, and household energy bills then, I mean, that doesn't address that problem. And looking at Benjamin Netanyahu's press conference last night, I mean, the Americans may want to pull back in a couple of weeks. He doesn't seem to have any appetite to end this. So whatever problems we have with energy being transported around the world look set to continue. You can't see that the Iranians are going to allow stuff to pass through the Strait of Hormuz either in the short term. So this pressure is likely to continue on the government and on household budgets. So an intractable problem possibly till the end of this year.
Potentially. And I think what you'll see is potentially a real sting for people at the end of this month when they start getting those electricity bills. But what the government will point to is say, well, we've done this intervention, let's see how things go. We've got potentially the hauliers off our back, they're not going to blockade, etc., etc. The government then will take time to take stock over the spring and into the summer in the hope as well of warmer days, bear in mind, that they'll hope that that will have an impact and that the price increases won't be as high. But as you say about Israel, I mean, the Iranians, as you said, are not going to be backing down. And despite Donald Trump's claim in the Oval Office with Micheál Martin, when he was asked about energy prices in Ireland, he said they're going to drop like a rock. But he can't say when. He can't say when this conflict is going to end.
There's another sidebar to all of this as well. You know, when you think about the EU response to Donald Trump and to the United States' efforts to open the Strait of Hormuz, his request for help in that regard, it's really starting to bite now in EU economies. It's costing governments on their bottom line. It's costing households on their bottom line. And you'd wonder how that is going to affect international relations across the Atlantic.
But they all still seem to be holding firm, don't they? The European states. They're not backing Donald Trump in this war. And we had our own Taoiseach defending Keir Starmer, amazingly, in the Oval Office over his refusal to help in the Middle East. But as you say, the pressure is going to build on this. And Ireland, in particular, will be looking to the bigger nations like Italy, like France, like Germany, like Spain, to see what the response is going to be. But just for your listeners, I think, when you're reading this announcement, or you're hearing this announcement next Tuesday, be in for a very short-term package of measures, is my understanding.
A couple of weeks.
And it'll be targeted at the most vulnerable. The carers, elderly people who have seen the home heating oil skyrocket.
But we are going to have an announcement on Tuesday. This is a deal that is going to be done at Cabinet. Is that right?
Absolutely. The timing as well, I should add, for the government is not great in all this because they've been coming under pressure now for a fortnight. But the hauliers threatened action. And Dara O'Brien, the Transport Minister, had to intervene directly by way of a phone call from Brazil when he was on his Patrick's Day visit to Rio de Janeiro, right? As that was happening, Micheál Martin was preparing to go to Philadelphia and Washington, D.C. Back home, the Taoiseach and Finance Minister, Simon Harris, and his officials have been grappling with this, saying, OK, let's look at the options, what we can do. Public Expenditure Minister Jack Chambers is currently in Africa on his Patrick's Day visit. So it's been a week or two before all the key players in this have kind of been in the same room. And what you're likely to see over the next few days, everyone hammering it out, probably through the weekend with officials to put this package together, which it's my understanding will go to Cabinet, be approved on Tuesday, and an announcement will follow, and it will be voted on by way of a financial resolution in the Dáil.
All right, so we wait for news next week. Conal, thank you very much. Conal Thomas there, political correspondent with the Irish Independent.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.